that I, once I made that top balcony kind of scene. Don Friedman, or one of the bookers, what does it cost to make the top scene there? The people who put on this show and exploited those people up there, that's really a Zugnish, and they won't come out at all. Yeah. Well, all right, you were starting the paper. What did it cost up there? $1.75 opposed to $40. $2.75, yeah. No, you've got bread today. I can't buy that. I can't buy it. Yeah. We're living definitely flamboyant times. When that guy wouldn't fly me in the ice and snow, then no, no. Yeah. You've all got money today, but it's relative to how much you've got. That's why. With cigarettes, you see cigarettes laying around now. You can pick them up somewhere, man. Give me a cigarette. Well, I didn't open the pack yet. Or... Do you know what flamboyant times we're living in when you'll turn down because it's not a filter? You know how rich you are, man? You... That would be a joke. 20 years. No, it's, I want a filter. Want a what, man? Yeah, we're rich today, man. Then it becomes relative to how rich we are. So I know we got a lot of guilt out today, man. The only way I could have got down here when they said with the snow and sleet, I just figured I'll get a postman to bring me. I'll be screwed. I'll put a stamp on my head and take it. I got to get there. Special delivery. Special. All right. I'm going to, I don't know why they brought this here. Yes. That's a whole symbol, right? If another generation, that's all that's left of pictures of guys going, I don't know, it's the thing they talked in their fist. They got a phone. Yeah, talking to them. There's a phone. Yeah, they'll really be screwed when the telephone company now has that kind of a phone. Hello, hello. They'll be old-timers. No, it's over there. Okay. You can't. No, I can't hold it. Well, I'm used to going like that. Well, I can't help it, man. Just got to talk that way. Yeah. What do I think of my contemporaries, right? Okay, more to all. Makes me laugh my ass off. Okay, why makes me laugh? Okay. Again, I hear people say, people just laugh at more to be smart. No, you can't laugh at anybody to be hip. All laughter is involuntary, man. Try to fake 4 laughs in an hour. Ha 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 ha! That'll take you away, man. You can't. They're laughing because it's funny. They have had the exposure in the area that he is satirizing. If you have not, you cannot say that. No, they're just laughing to be hip. No, man, he's talking in an area that he cooks with and they dig. Because he is a humorous cat, man. That thing he did with Kennedy, man. On his television. What were you doing tonight? We were sitting around reading a Constitution. My wife is knitting a flag. What is that? Man? That's funny. It's ludicrous. Yeah. Why I dig him is that he also comes up with some real profound things. He says it usually. His humility is the worst form of ego. It's just so hip and really beautiful. Because it always is. This guy, yes, sir. They're going, figure, yes, sir. There's not that kind of email. Let's see, who was it? Bob Newhart, he's starting to cook now. Yeah. I saw him in Sullivan's show when he first started that bit and he did a thing. Like, he went, well, Bob, you had a request to do this bit. And he went like a thing of, they requested the same bit in rehearsal. You saw the show, right? And he was having fun with it, and I said, oh, boy, he's really cooking, and I'd live in. And now he went into the bit, and he went into the toilet. Because he wasn't happy with it. He said the bit so many times. It's not the truth anymore. No, but